Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back on board On the Mark, brought to you as always by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. We've got an open phones day, and we've been awfully busy toward the end of the program, so I would encourage you, if you want the ample time to express your view, to call earlier in the show, like right now, 570-743-9565. That's our hotline number. On the Mark is brought to you, as I said, by the Sunbury Motor Company on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and on North 4th Street in Sunbury. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., and on Saturday from 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at www.sunburymotors.com. But you don't need the www anymore, I'm told. Check out their online specials or build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles, and they are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, parts department, body shop, alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles, and they're a master towing service with decades of experience. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and we have one leftover email from yesterday. Or text us at 70236, but be sure to include the keyword OTM. Yesterday's email unread is from Tom. He said they are called fake electors because they forge names on phony documents. This is not hard, people. Thank you, Tom. You know, we talked about the attorney general or the district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, filing charges against President Trump under the RICO Act. And I got to thinking, gee, I wonder how many folks really understand all the implications of the RICO Act. And I fully admit I didn't. But let's see. Reporter Jason Carroll from CNN did a report this morning. It was available this morning on CNN about exactly what the RICO Act is and how it's been applied in this case. So I thought it'd be interesting to hear that. It's Jason Carroll from CNN. And if we can get it started. Oh, here we go. Got to click the right button.
RICO indictment.
The Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, RICO for short, was originally passed in 1970 as a tool to help wipe out organized crime.
The verdict was like a bullet, puncturing John Gotti's longtime image of invincibility from the law.
At the time, it was dubbed the trial of the century, the U.S. versus John Gotti.
The boss of the Gambino crime family was found guilty today on all 13 counts of murder and racketeering.
In the early 90s, prosecutors took down Gotti and charged him with racketeering, extortion, and murder. The law also used to take down the Lucchese family and mafia underlings throughout organized crime. RICO laws allowed prosecutors to connect multiple crimes among multiple defendants to tell a story of corruption.
This case charges more mafia bosses in one indictment than any ever before.
The prosecutor credited for using RICO to take on the mob was a young, ambitious U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, Rudy Giuliani.
This is a great day for law enforcement, but this is a bad day, probably the worst, for the mafia.
And now, in an ironic twist, Giuliani is among those charged in the Georgia case, now having to defend himself against a charge he once prosecuted.
This is a ridiculous application of the racketeering statute. This is not meant for election disputes.
It's not just for people who are in organized crime. It's also for people whose collars are white and who may have Ivy League degrees. And so that's what we've seen in a variety of cases.
RICO sent shudders throughout Wall Street after jurors sent American financier Michael Milken to prison in 1990 for fraud related to insider trading and tax evasion.
And while RICO is a federal law, many states, including the state of Georgia, have developed their own versions. And
prosecutors have used these laws to prove racketeering conspiracies. In other words, they string together separate allegations of misconduct committed by different people towards a common goal or purpose into a single indictment.
Fulton County, Georgia's DA, Fonnie Willis, is well known for using RICO. As an assistant DA, she used the law to prosecute a case against Atlanta public school educators accused of scheming to inflate standardized test scores. In her current position, she again used RICO against rapper Jeffrey Lamar Williams, known as Young Thug, alleging he oversaw crimes ranging from armed robbery to murder. He pleaded not guilty. His trial still underway. Legal experts say the RICO case involving Trump and the other 18 defendants is faced with many legal challenges.
The length of the trial is taxing on a jury, and this will be a long trial. And the jury instructions at the end are hard to follow. They're complicated, and the jury will have to really pay attention closely.
Jason Carroll, CNN, New York.
Excellent report by Jason Carroll on exactly what the RICO Act is, statute is, and as it applies to Georgia, and the fact that this district attorney has used it before in other instances. I thought perhaps there was a chance here that, you know, bringing RICO charges against President Trump was just a ploy to make it sound like he was a real organized crime participant, when he really isn't. But I thought his report brought a lot of interesting facts out, and hopefully we now have a clearer understanding of what the RICO Act is as it applies to the state of Georgia. But, you know, it does seem to me that there are political motivations here. I'm not going to argue that point. And I saw a report this morning that said 51% of the American people now believe that part of these prosecutions are politically motivated. And that's concerning. You know, that is really concerning. If they're right, then we really need to reform the system somehow. And perhaps what some of these people are yelling about, a dual justice system, isn't so far off the mark after all. And I also this morning was catching CNN, and I heard something there this morning that I hadn't heard before. Maybe some of you have heard it, but I haven't. But I'll remind you again, our toll-free, or not, our hotline number is 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark at wkok.com or text us at 70236. They are now talking, at least they were on Morning Joe this morning, about the 14th Amendment, the third clause, which reads, "No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector of president or in vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or as an executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid and comfort to the enemies thereof." I thought that was very interesting. That's the first time I've heard this brought up. And now CNN this morning, they were touting some sort of way to bring this before the Supreme Court to see whether or not it has traction. So that's another very interesting take, I think, on what's going on in Washington these days. Stan, your comments, sir.
It's all a bunch of bunk and hooey and BS. Now,
Bunk, hooey, and BS. That's the big three. Three Bs. Or the B and a, two Bs and a P.
Well, you know, those two quote legal constitutional scholars are saying that Trump can't run, shouldn't even be on the ballot because of, what is it, the 14th or 16th Amendment?
The 14th Amendment, okay. Third clause.
Third clause of it, because of insurrection. Well, has Mr. Trump been convicted of any crime?
Well, it doesn't say that you have to be convicted. It says, let's see, where is that wording? Shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same.
Has anybody been convicted of insurrection crime? Anybody? The crime of insurrection?
No, not yet. There may be somebody.
Not yet. They've had 3 years, so you know it's not going to happen. So you're going to bar somebody from doing something without any type of conviction, just because you say so? Is this how we're going to go with this country now?
Well, I think that the way I heard CNN, MSNBC present this morning is that different states may be able to take him off the ballot using this as a reason.
Uh huh.
Should he win?
So again, Are we going to bar somebody from doing something that hasn't been proven to do anything wrong? Are we? Is this the way the justice system is going to work now? Is this the way the states are going to be run?
Well, if you think what happened on January 6th was an insurrection or a rebellion, and if you think Donald Trump participated in it, it would seem to fall under that. But it really, it's not, as things in the Constitution go, it's not clear what level of proof needs to be in place for anybody to bring this act to bear.
I would think a conviction under the law that about insurrection would have to be the level that it would have to come to. That's just me. Because I'm sorry, Joe, should you be forbidden from running for mayor, schmoke and damn, because somebody said you murdered somebody, which in no way did you ever do it, have never done it, have never seen the inside of a courtroom for that charge, but you shouldn't be able to run because somebody said you did it. Basically, that's what they're saying.
Well, it wouldn't stop you from running, but, you know, if the word got out that you had committed some kind of crime, it certainly is going to hurt your chances.
And that you've never done.
Right, but I saw this morning, too, another poll. I think this was Fox's poll this morning, that a lot of Republicans are now saying that, you know, all right, we respect Donald Trump, we think he was a good president, but really somebody else ought to be running because he's a distraction.
Well, and that's all on purpose by the Democrats. This is all purposeful. This is nothing but political, and everybody knows it that has their eyes open. Okay, because as there's a timeline here that every time that something comes out bad about Biden, they indict Trump, or they add new charges to the indictment. Every time something's going on about Biden, then what's happened? 24/7 news about Trump, nothing about Biden. There's a timeline here. Now, is that coincidence? Maybe once you could say that, but three or four times now? Nah, don't think so.
But this would have to be a massive conspiracy. I mean, people in Washington would have to be working with people in Georgia and people everywhere else in the country.
Joe.
I got to think this is possible. Huh?
They're all on the same page. They all think alike. They don't have to call each other up and say, hey, today we're going to indict Trump. Let's run this 24/7 on a news meeting. No. They all have the same mindset.
Well,
get Trump. Yeah, they've been trying to get Trump since 2015. In 2016, they were writing articles before he even got the nomination to be the candidate for the Republican Party, that how they can impeach him for things that supposedly he may or may not have done before he became president. They were talking about that.
Well, I agree they didn't give him a fair chance. I said that yesterday. I think that the media and the Democrats just didn't give him a chance at all. And
that's
I can understand,
because they didn't want to.
And I can understand why he's become paranoid about that. I can.
You
I
think?
Understand. Yeah, I do. And the old saw, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean someone ain't out to get you, holds true in his case. I think people are out to get him. Some of them maybe for high-minded reasons, maybe some of them just for political expediency and trying to keep Joe Biden in office. I don't know which it would be, but it's probably one of the two.
I think all of the above.
Okay, all of the above.
All of the above. They hate Trump because he wants to expose the whole system down there. He started to in his first 4 years. But part of the system attacked him for, the whole 4 years he was in. The whole system was attacking him while he was trying to expose him for the corruption that's there. It's obvious to anybody that's looking. I'm sorry. You know, when you got the machine coming after you during the campaign with lies made up by part of the machine and the other candidate, and then they have a 2-year investigation and they find nothing because it was all based on lies. The guy that wrote the dossier couldn't confirm anything, and my understanding, he was offered $1 million to do it, and he still couldn't do it. So what do we have here? We got a bunch of scumbags trying to get a man out, and that goes for both parties, okay? Because right now we got McConnell saying the Republicans better not trying to impeach Biden. The country couldn't handle it. Well, I'm sorry. Biden has sold this country out for millions of dollars to the Chi-Coms, the Russians, and Ukrainians. So, and somebody in Kazakhstan or something like that also gave old Hunter a bunch of money. And, you know, that a lot of that money went to Biden. Joey, the president. It went to him.
Okay.
So until this is all sorted out, I think maybe we better just run the guys as president and see who comes out. But they're trying to influence and the election right now, interfere in the election. That's what the Democrats are trying to do. It's obvious as the day is long.
All right. Hey, Stan, thank you. We always appreciate your comments, sir. Welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. Be sure to put in the keyword OTM at the start. Take a quick break. Got another caller coming in, and we'll be right back.
Attention, Central Pennsylvania truck buyers. This is the one event you've been waiting for. Sudbury Motors is having their 75th annual August new Ford truck sale with savings up to $8,465 and financing as low as 1.9%. All new Ford F-150s will be priced at just $75 over invoice, and they will come with a genuine Ford bedliner. Ford Motor Company has awarded SMC 42 additional F-150s to meet consumer demand during this unprecedented sale. The Ford F-150 is America's number one selling truck for 46 consecutive years, and one is sold every 49 seconds. Sudbury Motors has 23 new Ford Explorers available with savings up to $5,000, and they start from just $43,375. Pick from 17 of the totally redesigned Ford Escapes, and SMC has them slashed $2,500, and they start from only $30,890. Sudbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century. Hurry before someone gets your new truck.
Raising your grandchildren or loved one's children is an honor that allows them to live, grow, and thrive among family. Providing a safe, loving home is rewarding and challenging, but you're not alone. Pennsylvania Kin Connector is here to help kinship families. Kin Connector is a free resource of skilled, compassionate professionals who will connect you to services, training, and support groups. Call 1-866-546-2111 or visit kinconnector.org today.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Psst, psst, hey! Keep your eyes on the road, but listen up, because I've got some exciting PA Turnpike information coming in hot. Get this, EasyPass can save drivers nearly 60% on PA Turnpike tolls. And as a big-time road pro, I'm telling you, that's a lot of savings. Find a local retailer at paturnpike.com and get your own EasyPass today. Okay, eyes on the road. Bye!
Sponsored by the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Today on Hey Culligan, smooth skin and soft hair comes from where? Here's Mike.
Hey Culligan, I've tried every conditioner, lotion, and body wash known to man, and my skin still feels like sandpaper.
It could be your water, Mike.
Oh, that's harsh.
More like hard water. Are you interested in smart high-efficiency water softeners from Culligan Water?
Huh?
Want baby smooth skin and soft, luxurious hair?
Yeah, can you hurry? I have a date tonight.
We're already on the way, Mike. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test from a local Culligan Water expert at Culligan.com.
Call Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania today for all your water treatment needs and set up a free in-home water test with a water professional that knows the water where you live. Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania. Call 1-800-788-1978. That's 1-800-788-1978. Or visit them online at callculligan.com. That website again is callculligan.com. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Welcome back to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. We have Chris and Bill on the line and an email from Doug, and this time Chris got to the show early today. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How about you?
I disagree with you on a couple things, but Stan's rant was really, morning rant was really over the top. I'll skip that for now. I guess that's not coming to mind, but what you said. Two things you said I seriously disagreed with.
Okay, what are they?
Well, I'll skip those for right now.
Okay.
because my mind's gone blank.
But you know you disagreed with me, right? You know you disagreed with me.
He complains about, he has Biden written down as guilty, when there's been absolutely no proof.
Are you talking Hunter or Joe? Or both?
Well, Hunter hasn't been convicted of anything yet, has he?
Well, he was agreeing to plead guilty to a couple of things.
Yes. But
that would imply guilt, wouldn't it?
That would imply guilt, or at least a way to get out of it with minimal damage to himself relative to going to jail.
So you think he took a plea, or was willing to take a plea just because he wanted to get rid of it, and not
I'm
because
saying,
it was guilty?
I don't say he didn't do anything. He was obviously a drug addict.
Okay.
And that's illegal to a certain extent, but that's been considered more a medical problem a lot lately in terms of a lot of things rather than it ameliorates some of the things he did.
Okay.
But Joe Biden has certainly not been convicted of anything, and there's very little evidence that he actually has.
Actually has done something wrong.
And he screams, while he's screaming about that Trump hasn't been convicted of anything, and therefore it doesn't count. And actually, he did run a corrupt charity. And he has another civil suit going on that where he was corrupt in his TV show. And
don't forget Trump University.
And Trump University. So you have all sorts of things about his general character there. And there was a lot of corruption in the Trump administration, too, especially
but
with...
Bear in mind, a lot of those things, he licensed his name and really didn't have any control over what the people did with it. And when he did find out, he severed ties with some of them.
Yeah, after it became public, yes. But it wasn't something that he would be, he'd have to try to be almost willfully uninformed about it. And it just points to a corrupt mentality, a corrupt organization.
Yeah, but come on, Chris, the guy's an entrepreneur. They're always on the edge. I mean, that's how they make wealth in this country. You don't do it by just being...
well beyond the edge when he gets a charity shut down. There are a lot of things going on with that charity.
Okay,
but,
well, keep going.
One of the things you said about Trump didn't give the... wasn't given a fair chance. Do you think all those articles shouldn't have been publicized or looked into?
Which articles are you talking about? The ones
well,
the
dossier from and everything.
Yeah, they should have been, but I think their motivation was political. Let's face it, it was political.
It was
the
it
fact
was,
that Hillary
it,
funded
it.
It
was when somebody running for president has charges, and they do have a suspicious number of Russians who have been accused or the corrupt campaign financing, the various things he raised money and how he did it, that he did again and again, and he did it with raising money. And people, obviously one of the reasons he's running for president again was it gives him a chance to run campaign money, which becomes money he can use for his personal use, just about, the way the laws are written.
But he hasn't been found guilty of anything
Yeah, but what's his motivation? People are always saying, he doesn't need the money. Well, he obviously is doing some of it because he can raise money.
Well, he's not alone among political figures using anything to raise money. Joe Biden's been known to do that. So have any number of Democratic candidates. And it's their motto, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yes, they said it first, but who does it? Who names somebody who doesn't do that?
Well, that's my point.
Politics.
You're making it sound like Donald Trump's been the only miscreant in the field, and he isn't.
He's been a little bit more extreme in a lot of things. Would you go that far?
I would say that there are instances where Donald Trump has pushed the envelope.
And did he ever give the press a fair chance?
Yeah, he did. He really
no,
did.
No, he didn't.
He has always been. He has answered every question.
From the beginning of his campaign,
he
was using the press as a foil.
But he gave them.
He was denouncing reporters and had them all in the center so they could, the crowd could boo at them. Well, and accusing them of all sorts of lies.
Okay, listen, Chris, we got to move
before
on.
Before it even started.
We've got two more calls. If you think of the other thing you disagree with me about, call back. But I will say this. I think Donald Trump was very fair to the media, not in terms of how he characterized them, but in terms of how he dealt with them. He never, every time he had a chance, he answered questions. Now, I know they didn't like the answers he gave, but he answered their questions. All right, Bill from Bloomsburg, you were next. You were on but got cut off, and now you're back. So, and good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
Just calling about SpaghettiOs for brains, Joe Biden. And after listening to Chris, I don't know if he falls into that, but they Biden was on again saying he cut the deficit by $1.8 billion or trillion dollars. Do you believe that to be true, right? He comes out and says it, and the crowd gives it an uproar and gives him a big applause, right? But at the same time, the Democrats are pushing for a ceiling debt, up, you know, increase the debt. They're printing money like crazy. And guys like Chris don't see this, and they believe when he goes up there and says, I cut the debt. And with the open borders and the drugs and everything they're coming across, And every time Chris goes, or anybody like the sheep goes to buy something, just remember who got them prices increased. And also, being that we have the open borders, how about like Chris just leave his doors unlocked at night, like our country, and just let people just come in and eat the refrigerator, sit down and watch TV with them. Basically, that's what's happening with our country.
Well, I don't know that I'd go quite that far, but I understand how people feel that way.
Oh, yeah, and these liberal judges don't charge shoplifting anything under $900 out in California, whatever it is. This is crazy, and these Walmarts that are shutting down and all that. Why don't they just these guys, why don't the sheep go over there and live there with the homeless and whatnot and get everything free, and crime just runs crazy? People got to wake up.
Well, I think the United States is a great country. I think the greatest on earth, and I couldn't think of any other place I'd want to live rather than right here in the USA.
For now.
But I think our strength has been, we've had instances, everybody talks about some of this stuff with Trump like it's the worst thing that's ever happened in this country's history, but it's not. We've faced much greater trials in other presidencies than we're facing now.
It's going to take a generation to straighten out what the police state is doing right now. It's going to take a generation. We have a great nation, and I'm all in USA, but it's going to take a generation to straighten all this stuff that has been done wrong to this country. And it's sad. It's very sad.
Okay. Well, listen, we appreciate your comments as always, Bill. Thanks so much for calling in from Bloomsburg. We appreciate it, sir. And we have Dan from New Berlin on the mark. A little birdie told me yesterday was your birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, yesterday. Hey, thank you much. Appreciate it. Yep. This is a day older, not a year or say.
Amen, brother.
But anyway, yesterday, I think it was Bill brought up about the silent coup, and I agree with him 100% that there's been a coup against Trump. It started 2015, and it's gone on to this very day. They do anything to get him out of not being able to run and not being able to win, but it's failing because people out here, a lot of us want Trump back for what he done for the country. But the coup keeps going on, and now they have this interference with the election, and what's to stop them from doing almost anything? What could happen?
Well, like,
could
like
turn
what?
Against them.
Like what, Dan? What kind of things do you think would happen?
Well, this is what could happen. just suppose, and it probably never will, just suppose that the conservatives like us would get in charge and treat a Democrat or a liberal running like Trump's been treated. Foul charge, one charge right after the other, and keep piling on and piling on just to keep them out of office. They wouldn't like that a bit, and they would be readily see that was a coup, as we say, is done against Trump.
Well, Trump's not in power, so the word coup probably doesn't apply. I mean, there may be an organized conspiracy to keep him off the ballot or from being reelected president again, but that's not necessarily a coup. When they were trying to get him out of office and impeaching him right and left, then I think maybe you got a point.
Yeah.
You know, and I think this new initiative to say that maybe the third section 3 of the 14th Amendment might be used to keep him off the ballot, or might be used to say that he's not eligible to run for president of the United States because he engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the country, or gave aid and comfort to the enemies thereof. You know, but that's going to require a high level of proof, and that's going to require certain court action. So, I mean, people can work against him, and there are people working against Biden. You would agree with that, aren't you? Won't you? There, the Republicans are saying, we got to get Joe Biden out of here. We got to do everything we can. We got to investigate the guy. Is that a coup?
No.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because, as I call it, the establishment, they're on his side. He has everybody's on his side except for a few conservative radio hosts and TV hosts. He has everybody for him, and he can do pretty much what he wants, and he's going to get away with it. I don't look for him to get in any trouble, or even Hunter. They're going to get away with this the same as the Clinton machine got away with everything, because they're with the establishment, and Trump stood against the establishment, and he don't fit in with the globalists and all these Biden, Clinton machine, all of them are all globalists. Bushes, they're all for a new world order. They're against us. They're against the people of the United States that want freedom. They want global control.
Well,
and that's obvious to me, the same as the coup against Trump, so obvious.
But there are people, Dan, who believe that Trump's efforts to stay in office even after he lost the election amount to an attempted coup and an attempt to overthrow the will of the people of the United States.
Well, he certainly didn't have any help. If he would have had a coup, nobody was on his side that had any power in the media or anything. But see, that Trump just don't fit their narrative.
Okay.
And the narrative started with the Tea Party movement. People like me, a lot of us, were fed up with what was going on. The Republicans were only a teeny bit different than the Democrats, and the Tea Party movement started. Finally, somebody ran that agreed with us that this country was going down the drain
hurry. Let's hope you're wrong. Hey, listen, Dan, we got to move on. We got to take a break.
Right,
we have another call.
Have a great one.
I hope you had a good birthday, buddy. Take care. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com, as several have done, and text us at 70236. Include OTM at the start of your message, as a lot of folks have done. Joe, hang on. We'll get to you next on On the Mark.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same, but at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope. Never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No. We have one transparent management fee, structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Welcome back to On the Mark. We have a hotline number, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. And let's see here. We have one email that we'll get out of the way, and we have a lot of other ones pending. And a text that says, let's compare the alleged corruption of Trump with the years-long corruption activities of Joe and the Biden family. And Tom says, your caller, obviously, I think he's referring to Bill, has no idea between deficit and debt, and neither do you, as you just let him ramble on. If you're listening to this show to learn something, you are obviously listening to the wrong show. I don't expect that this will be read on the show as usual. Well, there just goes to show you, Tom, you're wrong, as usual. Joe from Sunbury, you're on the mark.
Yeah, good morning. Excuse me. I was not quite paying full attention when you read that about the 14th Amendment. But did you read the very last line? Was that on your sheet?
But Congress may, by a vote of two-thirds
right,
of each
okay.
House, remove such disability. No, right. I didn't read that part.
Oh, you didn't? Okay,
no.
Well, the reason that might be important is that you do realize when they say previous, which I'm not saying that this can't apply to this day and age, but you know they were the post-Civil War amendments, right?
Right.
Was it 13, 14, 15?
Right.
And we've seen that the people in power then and lawmakers then and, you know, they seen that there could be a problem with having people that were Southern sympathizers be into the government at that time, which they didn't want, right? That they definitely didn't want those people in the government that were either representatives or part of the Southern political or military, right?
Well, you're right. I mean, it's obvious that as a civil post-Civil War measure, the wording didn't need to be more specific because it was pretty obvious if you served in the Confederate Army, you did engage in insurrection or rebellion against the country. But, you know, the fact that they didn't spell out what that would mean for other people in other times is a concern. And the fact that it could be...
I agree that there's a lot of openness. But did you know that that last sentence was written out of it?
Written out of it where? It's still in. Still in the Constitution.
No, here there's an amendment that is constitutional, if you don't mind me reading a little bit of it. It might be a little complicated, but I won't read much. Right?
Well, what? Read just the relevant part. What's the relevant part?
It says 26 years later, the Congress enacted that the disability imposed by Section 3 incurred heretofore is hereby removed.
Okay, so that's out of there now.
Well, if you want to read it and interpret, I'm telling you what it says right here is that last part was removed because they seen that those people had aged out, so to speak, right? I mean, you can, I want you to read it, or you don't have to, but that's, and then there's other definitions or other comments on that, right? So you can, or anybody who's interested can read it, but there's a reason that they wrote that last part out, right? Because those people at the Civil War era were not there. But that doesn't mean that what is written and what's left doesn't apply to people today, right?
No, it doesn't. And the fact, but the question becomes, in what way can you apply it? In other words, do you have to be convicted of insurrection? I mean, it's pretty obvious if you had a Confederate uniform on and you were yelling Robert E. Lee is king of the world, that you probably were in an insurrection. But how do we define that today?
Well, you do know that the United States citizens have a right to liberty, right? And without being convicted of that, in the basic, you're asking a basic question either or, that no, you could not be denied from running just because someone, somewhere, another citizen maybe, or a government agency says that you were an insurrectionist. That would deprive you of liberty, right?
Well, this is, now we're getting to the constitutional weeds. This is whether one section of the Constitution...
No, I don't think your liberty is in the weeds. I think that's one of the most prevalent thing.
No,
that's,
we're talking about the application of this this Section 3 of the 14th Amendment.
You're questioning, does a person have to be convicted, or does a person just have to be accused of being an insurrectionist?
It doesn't say. It says engaged. Now, that could mean that President Donald Trump, by standing at the court on the steps of wherever it was he stood and saying, go down there to the Capitol and we're going to fight like hell, that could be considered engaging, don't you think?
No.
Okay.
I mean, do you?
Well,
you think Donald Trump is an insurrectionist?
No, I'm saying the word engaged. First of all, the question becomes whether or not the thing that happened on January 6th was an insurrection. I think it was a riot, not an insurrection. But let's say it was an insurrection, and he was engaged in it. He encouraged it. Then he would fall under this provision, and I would think...
I agree with that. But somebody has to be convicted, and in particular, that person has to be convicted.
But it doesn't say shall have been convicted of insurrection or rebellion. It says having engaged...
We're getting into the Bill Clinton, what's the definition
of is, right. I got you. Okay.
Right. So I would say that you couldn't be denied on an accusation.
But the fact is, some of the people, if you listen to MSNBC this morning,
I do listen to them occasionally.
All right, well, some of the people involved in that think that this should be brought before the Supreme Court. They should find some way to get it in front of the Supreme Court and let them decide.
Right. I believe, and you said that you didn't maybe realize that this was a ploy before. I think this was 4 years ago or so when Trump first took office, they were talking about getting him on this. Or even after January 6th.
Okay.
Right? Let's just say that was the point that I heard it talked about before, and it does seem like a very valid, if you can convince a judge or a jury or anybody, the public, that Donald Trump is an insurrectionist, this would apply.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, yep. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate your call. As always, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. Right now, the hotlines are open, but we do have emails and texts, and we'll get to everything as soon as we take our final break of the day.
Attention, Central Pennsylvania truck buyers. This is the one event you've been waiting for. Sudbury Motors is having their 75th annual August new Ford truck sale with savings up to $8,465, and financing as low as 1.9%. All new Ford F-150s will be priced at just $75 over invoice, and they will come with a genuine Ford bedliner. Ford Motor Company has awarded SMC 42 additional F-150s to meet consumer demand during this unprecedented sale. The Ford F-150 is America's number one selling truck for 46 consecutive years, and one is sold every 49 seconds. Sudbury Motors has 23 new Ford Explorers available with savings up to $5,000, and they start from just $43,375. Pick from 17 of the totally redesigned Ford Escapes, and SMC has them slashed $2,500, and they start from only $30,890. Sudbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century. Hurry before someone gets your new truck.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
If you own a small to medium-sized business that kept employees on payroll through COVID, you may have a big cash refund waiting for you. The Employee Retention Credit is a tax credit of up to $26,000 per employee. And now, more businesses than ever qualify. The experts at RefundsPro.com specialize in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program. Most of their refunds are over $100,000. Even businesses that have received PPP funds may be eligible. And there are absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund, so there's no reason not to apply. If your business experienced shutdowns, limited capacity, supply chain challenges, or reduced revenue due to COVID, you likely qualify. RefundsPro.com has already helped hundreds of businesses, so don't lose the refund you're owed by missing the deadline. Get started today with a free 5-minute questionnaire at RefundsPro.com. That's Refunds with an S, Pro.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan, 570-743-9565. Our hotlines are open. If you want to get through and make some comments, give us a call on that number, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. On the Mark brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. We'll take care of some of our texts here, and we've got quite a few of them. MSNBC is a leftist hack organization and has no credibility. No one has been or will be charged as insurrectionist. This was a riot, is the point they're trying to make, not an insurrection. Another text says, just because the leftist Democrats claim there was an insurrection on January 6th doesn't make it so. A comment to Tom, deficit and debt are intertwined, and the government deficit spending raises the debt, not lowers it, as Biden claims he's done. Another text says, if protesting election rights is now a crime, then the next Republican should prosecute all Dems that have been doing that since 2005. Another says, let's compare the alleged corruption of Trump year-long activities of Joe and the Biden family. Democrats are using Trump indictments to politically fundraise. This is strictly political, and if you don't see it, you're blind. And then to Chris, turn off the mainstream media. It's warping your mind. No Russian collusion, Chris, yet you still believe it. Wake up. Comma would have helped there. Let's see. Biden is as corrupt as the day is long. Over 100 SAR reports. How many have you gotten? There is corruption in Biden's administration. You're just blind if you don't see it, I guess is their point. The 160 characters, I think, is a limit here, and some of these folks have run out of characters where their message is still going on, so I'm trying to interpret what it is they may have had in mind. And, Chris, the facts hurt. No proof, Chris? How many shell companies do you have? The Bidens have at least 20. And let's see, Stan will never take the truth about Humpty Dumpty Trumpty. He left the rioters, okay, run wild for hours on January 6th. He's guilty in my eyes. All right, those are the texts. The emails, the same guy who said people need to wake up talks about being woke. Talks against being woke. Oi, oi, oi. Democrats did not lead the way on these these indictments. Trump's own party did it. Well, there are quite a few Republicans involved in that. Let's see. Now the Democratic government is considering taking the death sentence away from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four others who were charged in the 9/11 horrors. No surprise. Next thing Biden will do is deport them back to their home. He's got to go. And Doug says they aren't just now discovering that part of the 14th Amendment. We are just now hearing about it. They knew they could use this against Trump if they baited some of his supporters into the Capitol building on January 6th, and that's exactly what happened. If you can't see that January 6th was a setup, then you don't want to see it. And that's signed by Doug. Well, you know, I don't know about that, Doug. You know, we've talked a lot in this on the program, and I've heard people call me a rhino and other people call in and say, oh, the Republican rhinos are out to destroy Trump. But, you know, let's face it, the Republican Party has got to be bigger than Donald J. Trump. It's got to have room for more people, more ideas, more opinions, more thoughts. And I've been impressed by some of the candidates who are running against Donald Trump, but they are not getting any oxygen right now because, as usual, when Donald Trump's in the room, that's all there's room for. Just Donald Trump, morning, noon, and night. And I don't think that he was a bad president. I'll go back over that again. And I voted for him. And I would vote for him again if the choice was between him and Joe Biden. But, you know, let's face it, Donald Trump is a distraction. Donald Trump governs or determines all the coverage. When we say the mainstream media isn't fair to him, well, you know, there's an old adage that any publicity is good publicity. And if that's true, Donald Trump has gotten a lot of it. But I've been very impressed by some of the other candidates in the race, you know, who are making some effort to get included here. But let's talk about Joe Biden for a minute. Biden made an off-the-cuff remark yesterday involving children and ice cream just before touting his administration's accomplishments. The president was about to begin his speech in front of an audience in the East Room of the White House on the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, which is a joke in my opinion, when he briefly deviated. He said, "I want to say one thing to your children. I know some really great ice cream places around here, and Daddy owes you, so talk to me afterwards." What the heck? He then began touting his administration's response to the rising costs of everyday necessities, from groceries to gas, as many Americans continue to feel the financial pinch of inflation. He has been criticized in the past for remarks that some have deemed creepy. And he's at it again. In October 2022, he drew criticism from conservatives on social media over a comment he made to a young teenager in California where he told her, "No serious guys until you're 30. A month prior, he again came under scrutiny for a remark he made in the middle of a speech to the National Education Association, the nation's largest teachers union. He addressed a woman in the crowd he apparently knew long ago. He said, "We go back a long way. She was 12 and I was 30. But anyway, this woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway." So that's Joe Biden, you know, and if this is, I go back again, if Joe Biden and Donald Trump are the best we can do in this country, maybe we need to rethink some things. And when you look at the candidates on the Republican side, I think, and I my wife says I never get his name right, Ramaswamy or Ramaswamy, and his first name I think looks like Vitek, but I think she says it's Vivek or something like that. I had a cut from him, which I'll try to get to on Monday. He had an exchange with an LGBTQ person at an event in Iowa. And I thought he answered her question frankly and directly. He was polite. He was courteous. He wasn't judgmental. He wasn't argumentative. I think he's somebody who really needs to have us take a close look at on the Republican side. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks so much for being with us and On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. We'll be back Monday morning bright and early at 9 o'clock and do it all over again. I'm Joe McGranahan. Thanks for listening to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. This is WKOK Sunbury. was hoping to call so I could come on, get out of here. I got to.
You're out.